What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning into another episode, guys. I had done this episode yesterday, or by the time you're hearing this, probably by Saturday morning, Sunday in the weekend. I did this Thursday, but I dropped my phone in water while I was doing dishes, and not all of it got submerged in water. Not all of it, just the bottom part with the speakers at and everything. So my, I sound a little muffled when I did the podcast when I went to go. I usually just listen to like the first 15, 20 seconds of the podcast, and then I go and make sure the audio is good. But I could tell it was muffled, so I waited until now, deleted that one, doing this all over again. So hopefully it's still good. You know what I mean? Hopefully you guys like it. So on this episode of the podcast, I'm here to talk to all the guys and all the young guys that are younger than me. I'm 27 now, so all the young guys that are from like 15 and up, and probably even some guys my age or older guys who just need help on trying to basically, I wouldn't say get girls, but have the confidence enough to talk to girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I'm not a guru. I'm not a love guru. I'm not a female guru. I know what works, and I've learned from my mistakes. So I was like, you know what? Let me just help the younger version, the younger generation figure out some stuff that they haven't figured out yet. And some of the guys that are my age who I'm going to discuss this in another episode, but for the guys that are my age that didn't have a dad or a male role model in their lives to let them know, like, hey, this is what girls like, this is what girls don't like, this is how you're supposed to treat a female. Like, there's a lot of guys, mate, that literally just don't know what it is to talk to girls or be in a relationship or how are you to get to that stage. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ask most of the guys, right? Let me put this on do not disturb so nobody, I don't get interrupted. If you ask most of the guys, younger, older, the same age as me, right? And you ask them, you know, what's the first part of getting a girl? You know what I mean? Like talking to a girl or something like that. Like just getting a girl to like, you know what I'm saying? The younger version, the young guys are going to say something like, oh, you have to wear really, you know, nice clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, you know, you have to have the freshest sneakers. You know, you have to have name brand clothing. Okay, cool. So that's what the younger generation are going to think. That's what I thought back in the day. Guys my age are going to say, oh, you need your spit game needs to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? You need to know how to, you know, seduce a woman by the way you speak. Okay, understandable. I can't fault you for that one. Cool. And then the older generation of me that are in like their 35s and older, they're like, oh, you need money. You know what I'm saying? You need to have your shit together. You need money. And that's great. Like that's a good answer too. Congratulations, guys. But in reality, it's not. It's a little bit of all that, but it's not that. You know what I'm saying? It's neither one of those answers. I'm going to tell you what the answer is. All right? The first things first. The first thing, before you even try to talk to a girl, before you try to buy the name brand clothes, if you don't get up every day in the morning and make your bed in the morning, you've already lost. You know what I'm saying? And I know some of you guys are listening like, what? That doesn't make any sense. If I don't make my bed, that doesn't make sense. Understandable. Cool. Don't blame you. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean, Steve, if I don't make my bed? First, do you know that making your bed every morning is the hardest thing to do? Because you need straight willpower. It needs to be a discipline that you get up and make your bed. Now you're like, Steve, this has nothing to do with girls. I promise you it does. I promise you. Because before you even step out and talk to a girl, you gotta make your bed. Wake up, make your bed. Why? Because it gives you discipline. It gives you how do you say that? A vision of like, you know what you have to do, of maturity. You know what I'm saying? So then after that, after you make your bed, what's next, Steve? I put on my, no, you don't put on your clothes. Hygiene is the biggest thing, guys. I promise you. The best looking, prettiest guy in the world, good looking, handsome, if he doesn't have good hygiene, it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's not going nowhere. And I know what you guys are saying. Oh, cool. I'll put some cologne on. No, brother. I don't need you to put cologne on. Cologne is what got you in trouble in the first place, and the reason why you're not getting no girls now. What I need you to do, right? You got to shower. You have to shower. Guys, you have to shower. You got to go in there, take a nice shower in the morning. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Grab a one of those washcloths. Scrub-a-dub-dub. You know what I'm saying? Get some body wash. Get in there. Wash up. Any sweat, dirt, you don't want it. You know what I'm saying? You got to wash. You know what I'm saying? You got to wash all of it. Wash yourself. You know what I'm saying? If for the guys, you know, for the guys who have, you know, for the guys who have, that haven't been circumcised, there you go, that have that extra skin at the end of the, you know, at the end of the penis, like, you got to clean it, I promise you, you have to clean it. I know you're like, Steve, that doesn't, like, where did, like, I'm trying to tell you, clean it, wash it when you're in the shower, point blank, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? Now, once you've showered and got everything, now you got to brush your teeth. And I know you're like, well, Steve, that's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to brush your teeth. I do that all the time. You do. But did you know you're brushing your teeth the wrong way? You're brushing your teeth, but your breath still stink. You know what I'm saying? Like, has that ever happened to somebody where you brush your teeth, but your breath still stink? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happened to me a couple times. And I didn't know why. I'll tell you why. Because you're only brushing your teeth. That's all you're doing. What you're not doing is brushing your tongue. And you're like, Steve, why would I brush my tongue? You know that rubber part behind your toothbrush, the head of your toothbrush? That's to, you know, clean your tongue when you're brushing your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Because all the sugars and salts and seasonings and all that you eat throughout the day, it gets stuck in your taste buds, on your tongue. So you might go out there looking fresh as death, handsome as hell, and then you go out to talk to a girl, and your breath just straight balling. And you're like, why? Like, there's no way my breath is balling. I brushed my teeth this morning. It doesn't matter. Everybody thinks that bad breath comes from the inside, like your stomach or your throat area. So they tell you to mouthwash and gargle it in the back of your throat to get rid of the bad breath. No. That's not it. Do that for a fact, but it's your tongue. Brush your tongue. Brush your goddamn tongue, because your breath stink, pop. That's it. And if you didn't know, I'll be the first one to tell you. I don't even have to know you. Your breath stink. Wash that junk. Wash that tongue. Point blank, period. And then once you do that, then you can put the mouthwash in. You know why you're putting the mouthwash in? That way when you're, you know, swigging it all in your mouth, whatever, your tongue now absorbs the mouthwash scent. So now when you go out to talk to somebody, your breath ain't sticking. It actually smells like mouthwash. And crazy enough, believe it or not, girls actually like that. They like when a guy's breath does not stink. Crazy. Like, who would have thought? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna let y'all know that right there. So then after that, then you gotta dress correct. You know what I'm saying? Now look, I know a lot of you guys are saying, there's some guys that are like, look, I don't got the money to be buying all this name brand stuff. That's fine. You don't have to have name brand. Hey, you don't have to have name brand to have swag. You know what I'm saying? Find your swag. Find what fits you, what makes you, you know, what makes you feel good, and do that. You know what I'm saying? Like me personally, I love sweats. I can tell you right now, not all my sweats are name brand. Some of them were just sweats that I found at Ross or here in North Philly. We have another store called upward in the Roosevelt Boulevard Plaza. It's called DD Discounts. Like, I found some sweats in there too. I love sweats. If you catch me, 7 days out of the week, a good five of them, I'm in sweats. You know what I'm saying? Or if not, I'm in some jeans to go to work. Some black jeans that I go, or cargo pants that I go to work with. But if I got a day off and I'm chilling for the next 3 days or 4 days, I'm in sweats. You know what I mean? It just works for me. I'm comfortable. I feel good. I feel like I could conquer the world when I have sweats. I feel like I can walk anywhere at any time and never be like, oh, I'm underdressed. Like, no, I'm chilling. Like, I feel good. Once you feel good, you gain that confidence. Once you have confidence, like, no one can stop you. And that's where we get to next, is after you get your swag down, you need to have the confidence. You know what I'm saying? And then one thing that the confidence has to, you have to do to help get your confidence up, if you're not in very good shape, you got to get in good shape. So if you're just like, real, like, I'm not fat shaming. I'm just saying, if you're really fat, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing against fat people. Like, not even just fat, but if you just feel like, oh, damn, like, I'm not at my full potential, there's nothing wrong with going to the gym and getting a workout in every once in a while. I'm not saying you have to be at the gym 7 days out of the week, but if you want to take 2 or 3 days out of the week, go to the gym, get a jog in, get yourself good. That's also going to help out with your confidence. And the one thing females love too is confidence. So when you have more of it, it makes you more attractive to females. No female wants to have a wimp as a boyfriend or a husband. That's point back, period. They just don't. They want someone who's confident and bold and strong, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That knows, like, oh, he could defend himself if things go wrong. You know what I'm saying? So once you do that, once you get you make your bed, you shower up, brush your teeth, get that whole hygiene thing going on good, go to the gym and you work on yourself and gain your confidence. Now you're almost there. You know what I'm saying? You're almost there. And the next thing is how you speak to women now. And I know what you guys are thinking, like, oh, like, I think I know, Steve, you said it in the last couple podcasts. No catcalling. True, no catcalling. But you see, a lot of us don't have dads that were able to be like, hey, this is how you're supposed to speak to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of young females out there that like it when guys come at them in a certain way and be like, oh, damn, girl, you got a fat-ass butt, or you got some nice tits. You know what I'm saying? Like, or they make references to them. They probably don't come as direct as that, but they make references to their physical attributes. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. If that's what they like, that's what they like. You know what I'm saying? That's what you learn as a man, that some females just like that. But usually, let's be honest here, and I'm not shaming any female. The ones that you can go up to and be like, damn, girl, you got that fat ass butt, when you gonna let me slide through or whatever, and they give you time of the day, let's be honest, they're the ones that you really don't bring home to your mom. True or not, I swear to you, they're the ones that you don't introduce to your mom, you don't introduce to your family, that when there's a family function, you go by yourself, you never introduce your family to them or invite them to the family like, it's true. It's true. Those are the ones that you don't like. That you like because you're like, damn, I'm trying to hit. But you're not at that point of like, oh, like, I'm trying to wifey you up, or I'm trying to bring you for my family to get to know you. It's actually quite the opposite. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, and it's not even some reason, guys fall more in love, or not in love, but they are more attracted to the young females or older females. Mom or not, kids or not, you know what I'm saying? That literally are like conservative, basically. That wear fitted clothing that, you know, that really doesn't show off their attributes, but because they have attributes to themselves, physical ones, you can tell, like, oh, damn, I can tell she has, you know, a fat butt without her having to put on, you know, leggings and all that. You're like, okay, I can tell. Or I know she has some really nice breasts without her having to put up a push-up bra and putting it out there for the world. Like, you're like, oh, I can, like, you know, the conservative really attracts us because, and those are the ones really that, and also the ones that demand you talk to them with respect. You know what I'm saying? The ones that you try to catcall on them and they don't pay you any mind. You know what I'm saying? They're like, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that the way that you talk to them, like, oh, damn, you got a fat butt, or damn, you have some nice breasts. Like, they know that's little kid stuff. They're not looking for little kids. They're really not. They're looking for grown men that are respectful, because they want to be treated with respect. You know what I'm saying? So those are the ones that we usually, as men, bring back to the family, to the family functions. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know this right now. I'm breaking guy code right now, but, you know, I think it's important, because I'm going to give a little game. Because I'm giving game to the men. I'm going to give a little game to the females. I'm going to give the females, let you know that if you are dating a guy, or you think you're dating a guy, and you guys have been dating, let's say, almost a year, and he has not invited you yet to any of your family functions, I promise you on everything, you are the side chick. Point blank. Because I guarantee you, he has a main chick who is nothing like you, who he actually does respect, and he is taking to the family functions, who he is introducing to his mom and grandma, and to his aunts, and to his sisters, and to his brothers, and to his uncles, and to his friends. You know what I'm saying? If you've been dating a guy for a year and he has not invited you to a family function, please believe he has taken someone else to that family function who he really respects. It's not because, like, oh, my, it's a family thing and, you know, we're just trying to do it like a family thing and no. Whatever excuse he gives you for not taking you to a family function is because he has another female that he is proud of to bring to his family function or to his friends and go, this is my girl. You know what I'm saying? Because to guys, that's a really big thing that they put their stamp on, like, oh, this is my girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who I'm with. Because at the end of the day, she represents you on the streets the same way he represents you on the streets. A girl, a female represents her man the same way a man represents her girl when they're not together. So if your girl is a flirt and she, and you know, it basically, anybody can just come up to her and be like, dang girl, you got a nice ass and whatever, and that's how you got her. Please believe there's other guys out there that she's entertaining as well. Like, I'm not trying to burst nobody's bubble, but it's true. There's, you know what I'm saying? Because, and that's how she's representing you. She's making you look stupid. You know what I'm saying? While the other females that demand respect from the men that talk to her know that they're going to represent them with class and respect. They don't have to worry about their girl going out and going like, and being hit on, and then them flirting or entertaining other guys, because they know, like, oh, my girl doesn't go for that. So I know for a fact she ain't, I don't have to worry about that, because most guys are just gonna be saying something out of pocket that's just gonna turn her off altogether. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's just a little game for the females out there. If a guy has not taken you out to a family function, and you guys have been going out for more than 6 months, trust me, he's got another girl. He's keeping you a secret, and he has another female that he respects, that he wants to his family to know that he's dating. Especially in the Hispanic culture. Blacks, I'm not sure about the blacks and the whites and all that, but that, especially the Hispanics. Like, we don't bring you to the house to meet our family unless we know for a fact, A, we really in love with you, and B, we proud of you, basically. We super proud of you. Like, damn, this is my girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, your girl might be this, but my girl, she way better than, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a competition. It's just like, it's just who you bring around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for at least me, I don't bring around anybody around my family that I don't trust. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't trust you or I like you, you're not coming around. Like, point blank period. So that's just a little game for you guys right there. For the guys and for the females. A little game for the females, just in case. You know what I'm saying? And that's not, again, I'm not shaming you. Maybe you should change some things up. You know what I'm saying? Also, getting back to where I left off at. When you talk to females, they demand that you talk to them with respect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you can't compliment them. Cool, compliment them. But just the way you do it. You can't just be sitting there biting your lip going like, damn, girl, you got some beautiful eyes. Like, you look like a creep. You're creeping out, man. You're creeping them out. You just lost. Game over. Go ahead. It's done. You lost. You might as well just leave. Leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Go out to them and be like, hey, I don't mean no disrespect. You know, here's a little, like, hey, I don't mean no disrespect. I just want to let you know I saw you from across the room. I thought you had a very beautiful smile or pretty eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be a creep or anything. I just want to let you know that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be looking thirsty is what I'm trying to say. Thirsty guys are not attractive to females. They're just not. It's not their thing. If you're a thirsty guy, then your female's like, well, if you were thirsty for me, you're definitely thirsty for somebody else. So now it makes you look like someone that they're not really thinking of having around for a long period of time or starting a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of guys that they can go out there and, you know, have some spit game and get all flirtatious, but like, the females, those are usually the types that when a female isn't really feeling them, like, oh, well, you're cute and all, you have a great spit game, I just don't know if I want to be in a relationship with you right now. So we can hang out, we can date. I just don't know if I want you in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I would say come off respectfully. Every female wants to be respected. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that don't mind the extra flirtatious and the boldness. And I think that's another thing is that females who don't have fathers in their lives also, they take guys coming to them and being strong with like flirting and stuff and coming at them a certain way. They take that with boldness, like bravery. Like, oh, he came up and, you know, he's so bold that he came up and told me that, you know, he likes my ass and, you know, he liked my ass and he wants to date me or take me out or something. He's so bold. Like, you know, it's not boldness. You know what I'm saying? He was aggressive, but it wasn't boldness. It was just you're confused on the two. You know, he doesn't have a father in his life and you don't have a father in your life. So you don't know how a man is supposed to approach you and he doesn't know how a man is supposed to approach a female. So y'all both confused, confusing boldness and bravery with two different things. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the guys get them. But usually those guys are the ones that have two or three females. And not because they can have two or three females. Usually it's either A, they're not interested in having a relationship, or B, the females that they have in their life don't want a relationship. They just don't. They're like, I don't know, because the way you came at me is the same way you're going to come at the next female. And if that's the case, then I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I can't bring you into my life because it's just going to be weird. Like, I don't want to have to be thinking, oh, is he going to be flirting with another woman today? So that's how I see it. So again, back to it, the way you speak. You know what I'm saying? That's really huge. That's a big thing. You gotta talk with respect. You know, that's the way I think. You know what I'm saying? And then once you do that, and you talk to them with respect, and if they give you the number or their social media, you know what I'm saying? Then during the process of talking, like, you have to now understand what they're looking for. You know what I mean? Like, you can fake it. If you're faking all this, if you take what I say right now and you fake it, and you just put cologne on, you put on some name brand clothes, and then just go out there and talk to a girl respectfully, but you're really not, you're gonna get caught. There's no doubt about it. You're gonna get caught. Whatever happens in the dark is gonna come to the light. And what I mean by that is that if you're faking it, sooner or later they're gonna see that you're faking it. They're gonna be part of your life. You know, after dating you for a couple months and be like, oh, you're really not about what you said you were about. And because you do that, they now a little bit fall out of love with you or don't find you as attractive as they did when they first met you. Because nobody wants to be catfished. Nobody. And catfish, people think that catfish is just like, oh, catfish is just looks. No. Catfish is like when you represent something that you're not and then you get caught by it. Like, when they finally get into your life and they're like, oh, you're really messy. Like, you can't keep your house in check. Like, you can't keep your house clean or your car clean, or you really don't have name brand clothing. You just have a couple of outfits that you wear out. Like, that turns females off, because like, it's not you, it's not the real you. And here they thought they were getting the real you, only to find out they were just getting the fake you. So you can't be fake either. It's better just to be you. You know what I'm saying? And three, the last thing, you need to have something going on for you. You know what I'm saying? You have to have some goals and an ambition. You need that, because no female wants to go out with a guy who doesn't have anything going for him. It's just point blank period. Like, it's, I promise you, they don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They don't want anybody who's broke, and not broke, but it's not even about money. It's just about like, oh, you don't have a job? Cool. Well, when are you getting a job? Well, I haven't had a job in 6 months. How you don't have a job in 6 months? The only way you don't get a job in 6 months is either A, you're a felon, or B, you haven't been looking. And if you haven't been looking, then that means you have no ambition to get your own, to have your own. So that means they can't build with you. And if they can't build with you, they don't want that. They want somebody they can build with. They want somebody they can team up with and build something great. You know what I'm saying? Something they can build their household and their family with. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got that, they want somebody with their own thoughts, a good head on their shoulders, who's going to go straight and go, okay, if I want this, I know I have to go do this, and that. And when you do that and you get it, that's great. They respect you. They go, okay, that's my man. My man did that. He went through all this to get here. And because of that, I respect him a lot more. I admire him a lot more. I'm proud of him a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be somebody who's just being a deadbeat and then expecting to be like, just to be like accepted as a deadbeat and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna start a family with you. No, like, if you got nothing, like, that's why nobody wants to start a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? Those are just my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I know I threw a lot out there, and I took a small little curve when I gave the females a little small advice, but you know, that's basically it. And also, you know, for the guys out there, like, again, I'm only bringing this up because it comes up later on. You need to be bold enough and confident enough in yourself. That's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? Just be confident and bold in yourself. Not aggressive. Don't confuse the two, confidence and bold with aggressiveness. No. Don't be aggressive. Nobody wants to feel like they're being forced into a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You want to make somebody feel like, oh, I want this person in my life. I don't need this person in my life. I want this person in my life. You know what I'm saying? So don't go out there aggressive with it. Just let them know, like, this is what you're going to get if you decide to start a relationship with me. You know what I'm saying? But it starts from making your bed, because the moment you do that, it shows that you have great willpower and great discipline. Because I guarantee you, a good 90% of guys who are listening to this right now, who either A, live in their own crib or still live somewhere with somebody else, they don't make their bed. I promise you, 90% of them don't make their bed. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They just get up, shower up, and then head off, get dressed and head out. That means you're not showing any discipline. That means when things get rough, it just shows that you're not going to do what you're supposed to do in the future. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my thoughts on that situation right there. And then my girlfriend asked me to make sure that I explained also afterwards how to treat a female after you're in a relationship. And I will say this. You want to show appreciation, but you also want to let her know that you're listening to her. You know what I'm saying? You never want to be on a situation where you're like, the first couple of months, you're really appreciative and all that. And then after you get into a relationship, you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to say I love you anymore. I'm not going to text her when I'm getting home. And like, the females that want to know that like, oh, let me know when you're heading out, or let me know when you get in. Those are the ones that care. The ones that ask you, hey, did you eat today? Those are the females you want in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ones that actually care about you. You know what I'm saying? So when you have someone like that, you have to treat them correctly. You know what I'm saying? Like, please don't wait until Valentine's Day to go get flowers and chocolates for her. You know, don't do that. Don't wait for her birthday and Valentine's Day and like a Mother's Day type. No. Do that just on a whim. Like, you know what? My girl's been having a bad day, or my girl's been having a good day, or a good week, or a bad week. I'm gonna get her some flowers. I'm gonna cheer her up. You know, if she's having a bad week, I'm gonna cheer her up. If she's having a good week, I'm gonna keep continuing the good positivity in her life. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait for special occasions to then show your gratitude and appreciation for her. You know what I'm saying? That should never be it. You know what I'm saying? You should always be showing your appreciation for her at all times, because that's what made her fall in love with you in the first place, was you showing her how much you cared about her and how much you appreciate her. You know what I'm saying? The moment you stop doing that, it's game over, because she's going to start looking for someone else that's going to show her that appreciation. And I'm going to drop a little, another dime for the young generation and for the guys that are my age that don't know. Please believe, when a female finally breaks up with you, don't think that, oh, she just broke up with me that day. No. If a female breaks up with you, please believe that she broke up with you 2 or 3 months before in her head. You know what I'm saying? She didn't just break up with you right there and then. She broke up with you 2 or 3 months before in her head and was like, okay, I'm done with him. The next time he screws up, it's over. And they wait. And they'll wait. And they'll wait. And and you'll see it little by little. Trust me, I've been there and I've done that. They will wait. All of a sudden, they're not asking you where you're going anymore. They're not asking you, did you eat today? They don't care if you got in that day. They're not answering your phone calls right away. They're not calling you back as soon as possible. They're not texting you. No. Once you stop doing what you're supposed to be doing as a man and showing that you're showing your girl that you're truly in love with her and that you appreciate her and you want to encourage her to follow her dreams, the moment you stop doing that and then they realize it and they're like, I'm done with you, best believe the day they break up with you, they broke up with you 2 or 3 months before. Point blank period. I promise you. And then now you're all mad, like, damn, like, that's crazy. No, in the relationship, you always have to show respect, encouragement, appreciation. And her values. If her values is that she wants you to be part of her family and her family has to like you, hey, suck it up. If you got to go to a family reunion type thing, you might not like it. Suck it up. Do your thing. Try to be a part as much of that family, because she's going to like that. She's going to want to show you off to her family. You know what I'm saying? But the moment she stops inviting you over to that crib, or she stops inviting you over to family functions, best believe it's over. You know what I'm saying? You don't see it when she breaks up with you right there and then. But once it's finally over and you look back, you go, wow, she really didn't invite me to the family reunion 3 months before that, before we broke up. Damn, she really didn't invite me to her cousin's birthday party they went to 2 months before that. You know what I'm saying? Like, things start to click in afterwards. So please believe, don't think that once you get a girl, you have her. No. I tell this to all the guys and anybody who talks about relationships. It is a privilege to be in somebody's life. It is not a right. There is no right that says you have that person has to keep you in their life. There isn't. It's a privilege to be a part of somebody's life. So if you screw up and they break up with you, here's the last part. Leave the relationship with dignity. The same dignity that you came into the relationship, leave the relationship with that dignity. Because if you don't, it's going to be told like, oh no, when I broke up with that guy, he became a stalker, or he became really aggressive, kept texting me and calling. Nobody likes that. You know what I'm saying? People talk. Especially here in Philly, people talk. If people know that you're like, if they get into a relationship with you and then you try to break up with you, and they know that you're going to be aggressive and be like, no, you're staying with me. And no. They don't want that either. You know what I mean? And because they don't want that, they're like, I'm good. Have a good one. I'm not even going to get into a relationship with you because I don't need that in my life. It's the way you treat the females in your life. And it doesn't start with someone you're trying to become a girlfriend or your girlfriend, it starts with the way you treat your mom, your aunt, your sisters, your grandmom. You have to learn how to treat women with them. So that way, when you go out and try to find your partner in life, you know how to treat them as well. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think that females don't look at the way you treat your mom, you're crazy. If you out there treating your mom and talking to her all slimy and disgusting, like, mom, no, mom, I'm not doing this. No, mom, I'll do that when I want to do that. Fuck you, mom, I'll tell you. Bro, they looking at that going, well, if you treat your mom that way, the person who raised you, why would I think you're going to treat me any better once we get into a relationship? You're not. And because you're not, they're not going to want to, they're not going to want any part of you. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I learned. Is this the? Luckily enough, my dad wasn't around, so I had to learn. I lived with my mom, my grandma, my sister, and my aunt for many years. That I heard them talk about guys. I seen when if they were in a relationship, what they liked and didn't like, and I learned from that. I didn't have a dad to show me. But I learned from that. You know what I'm saying? I got the experience. So now that I'm with somebody, I try to make sure, like, oh, I show my appreciation and love at all times. You know what I'm saying? For the small things. And I'm not saying you have to buy things. If you just listen to them talk. You know what I'm saying? And give them and support them and stuff like that. That goes a long way. It really does. But that's what I have on that situation. Maybe I'll come back some other time and do a part two of this. You know what I'm saying? I'll see how people react to it and all that good stuff. But I'll see the reaction. If people want to see a part two, I'm pretty sure I can bring some other things that I didn't bring on this episode of the podcast. I can bring up again and talk about it. So hope you guys enjoyed. Hope everyone's being safe, doing quarantine, staying home. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there who are doing a great job, either if you're in a relationship or if you're single and you're killing the game. Thank you for being the person you are. Happy Mother's Day to all those ladies, young, mature, and older. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys, that's the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. You guys stay safe. I'm your boy, Big Baby Steve, and you just finished listening to Philly Talks. Woo!